Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to chapter 17 in the Gospel of Matthew. Our practice today is in verses 14 through 20. When they came to the crowd, a man approached, knelt down before Jesus, and said, "Lord, have pity on my son, for he is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into fire and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus said in reply, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him here to me." Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him. And from that hour the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, "Why could we not drive it out?" He said to him, "Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." If only we would believe. Amen. In Matthew 17, verses 14 through 20, today we encounter a profound moment in the ministry of Jesus that speaks volumes about faith and its power. A desperate father brings his afflicted son to Jesus, seeking healing that the disciples could not provide. The boy is tormented by seizures, embodying the struggles and challenges we encounter in life. Jesus, in a moment of compassion and authority, addresses the situation, demonstrating that it is not merely human effort that effects change, but faith in him as the ultimate miracle worker. In verse 20, Jesus tells his disciples that even faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. This statement is a powerful reminder that our faith does not need to be enormous. What matters is the object of our faith, Jesus Christ. It is easy to become disheartened by our circumstances, feeling that our limited faith is inadequate. However, we must remember that it is not faith alone that performs miracles. It is our faith in the grace of Jesus. Amen. When we call upon his name, we tap into divine power that transcends our human limitations. As believers, we are called to acknowledge that it is in Jesus alone that we find our strength. He is the miracle worker who embodies grace, and it is through his name that we see transformation. The challenges we face can seem insurmountable, but with faith in Christ, we are assured that even the smallest flicker of belief holds the power to overcome. Let us continually call out to Jesus, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus," trusting in his grace to work miracles within our souls and situations. Remember, true victory lies not in our own striving, but in the unfathomable grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 17, verses 14 through 20. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Nothing Will Be Impossible For You." In a quiet town, a father in need brought his troubled son, heart heavy with greed. He sought heavily, healing swiftly from those who were near, But the disciples faltered, filled with doubt and fear. Despair filled the air. The crowd began to swell. But then came the master, whose name we know all too well. He looked at the boy with compassion so wide and spoke words of power with grace as a guide. Bring him to me, Jesus boldly proclaimed. With a heart full of mercy, no one he blamed. For the mountains of trouble that loom in our way can crumble in dust when we earnestly pray. He turned to his followers, teaching them still, faith as small as a seed can work wonders at will. Not the size of our trust, but whom we believe, bring forth miracles when we humbly receive. In our moments of weakness, when doubt seems so strong, we call on his name, Jesus. In his love we belong, for it's not our own power that brings forth the light, but the grace of our Savior who conquers the night. So let us remember in trials we face, the miracle worker extends his eternal embrace. With faith in our hearts we rise and we stand, for mountains will move when we trust in his hand. Amen. I am Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's August 9th, 2025. Recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close in that sweet name of Jesus at 7-Eleven. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name, because it is his name that heals all the miracles that we perform in Christ, and only his only name alone. Amen. God bless you.